Hello, my name's Andy Gunton. Now, the other day, I was listening on Hastings Local Radio to one of the thoughts for the day, and it was all about social networking, talking about social networking in general. And it made me think about one particular aspect of social networking, and one particular site, Twitter. We've all heard about Twitter. It's been around for some years now. I think it's 2007 when it first started. I actually joined Twitter way back, it seems now, in 2008. I was obviously quite an early adopter, and I've been using it quite a lot ever since. I've now posted over 11,000 tweets. Sounds quite a lot, but it's not as much as some other people. I've got about 500 or so followers, and I follow about 270 odd people, I think. Once again, those numbers may be more than some, but a lot less than others. When I first came onto Twitter, I felt about it the same as a lot of other people do. I suppose people who've never used it, but like some of those other sites, whether that be Facebook or YouTube, LinkedIn or any other social networking site, you wonder what on earth it's for. You hear the stories, you read things in the newspaper, see things in all the various media outlets. It's trivial. It doesn't appeal to me. What on earth do I want to go on there for? Why do I want to know what someone's had for breakfast or the trivial details about someone's lives? And why should they think that I'm worried about that type of thing? I felt exactly the same way. I had to be, to an extent, dragged kicking and screaming onto Twitter by internet friends, by social networking friends that I've met in inverted commas over the years, some of whom I've now met in real life. My first real demonstration, I suppose, of the power of Twitter, if you want to put it that way, and the usefulness that it does have, was when I actually travelled to America and I went to Nashville in Tennessee to a social networking conference, all to do with YouTube, as it happened. And whilst travelling there with some people that I've met via the internet in their car, we were getting tweets from various people who were also converging on that particular place in Nashville for this convention, for this gathering. And I suddenly started to realise just how all these people were connected to each other. So when I got home, I got into it a little bit more and I started using it more and more. And yes, I follow some of the celebrities, the Stephen Fry's, all those type of people that you hear about. There's a lot that I don't. And you do learn about these things. You do explore. If you scratch beneath the surface of any of the social networking sites that are around, you will find there's a lot more to it than actually meets the eye. So you have to do a little bit of groundwork, I suppose. You have to do a little bit of exploring. But then you start to get things out of it. And I correspond with people right across the world. Some of those people that I've met on other social networking sites, I use it to gather news. We've all probably all heard nowadays, especially recently, the power that Twitter can have, whether that be for good or whether it be for not so good. Depends on your opinion and your side of the law, I suppose. But also you can find breaking news stories. I've heard of certain stories now first on Twitter before it goes anywhere else. Yes, the same with any site like that. There's always a little bit of wariness. You might see something come up about a particular person may have died or an event's happened or something. Yes, you have to be a bit wary. You do have to double check sometimes to make sure that those facts are correct, that they are real. So that's one of those little dangers. But that's the same in Chinese whispers in a school playground, in a pub conversation or whatever. Never necessarily take things at first hand. Don't take them for granted. The internet is the same as the real world out there. But I've learnt a lot through the links and everything that people put up onto Twitter. That's one of the great things about it. But one of the main things about it, as I've suggested, I used it or started to use it because of the global aspect, because of people that I knew in countries literally right across the world. And I now follow and am followed by people from pretty much every part of the globe, I suppose. But the bit that surprised me, and I know I speak for others as well, is the local aspect of it. I have now corresponded, met and got involved with, if that's the right word, I found out about people's lives locally in the Hastings area, the St Leonard's area, this whole area in East Sussex, shall we say. People, like-minded people, whether they be promoting their own businesses, whether they be promoting Hastings itself, they could be companies, journalists, interesting people, taxi drivers, musicians, whatever it is, people that you never would have got to know, you would never have found without something like Twitter to come along. Now, it's morphing into something else. I've now met some of these people. I've got to know some of these people. I've got to feel that I know some of these people online, even if I haven't met them. But when I have met them, you find you've got something in common. And it's generally a love of the area that you live in. It's usually a desire to try and promote the area that you live in and to get together and bang a few heads together, maybe get some like-minded people together. And for the common good. And it is great. I find myself talking now on Twitter with local people just as much as I do with people across the world. So have a think about that. Social networking isn't for everybody. I totally accept that, whether it be Facebook, YouTube, or any of them. Twitter, once again, it may not be for you, but think about it. If you do use that particular site, think about a local aspect as well, because that isn't the thing that you tend to think about. We all think of the internet as connecting ourselves right across the world for people, as I've said before, in various different walks of life, celebrities, etc., from right across the globe, right across the world, and every continent you can think of. But there's a local aspect to it as well, and that's something that a lot of us can miss. So have a look. You never know. You maybe go there for something global and you find out something local, something far more interesting that's right on your doorstep. Thanks for your time. I'm Andy Gunton. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.